It's Classical 105.9 FM WQXR. I'm Jeff Spurgeon, and it's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. Follies, the Stephen Sondheim James Goldman musical, has sort of kicked off the revival season. Charles, how is this new revival, which started out at the Kennedy Center this summer but now is at the Marquee Theater?
Well, it's a very solid production, actually. In Washington, it got some tepid reviews, and I think they've really tightened it up and improved the performances because all the lead roles are played quite capably.
Let's go through a couple of people then. Bernadette Peters plays Sally. How is her performance?
She's quite good. The one thing, of course, people have commented on is that she doesn't look like a frumpy housewife. She has a song in the beginning of the show where she says, "Oh my goodness, don't look at me." But really, you can't take your eyes off her because she has a lovely figure and is not supposed to.
Should they have de-glammed her?
I think they probably did try to a bit, but I don't think you're going to get very far. She's a naturally beautiful woman. But she gives a very touching performance. Her big song, Losing My Mind, in the second act, the Follies portion, is really quite memorably done.
Jan Maxwell plays the world-weary Phyllis.
Yes, and she is very funny. She has a very tart, acerbic presence, as she should. And she's also quite glamorous because she's married to the very accomplished Benjamin Stone, with whom Sally, of course, has long been in love secretly. And she's very funny. She does a great job with her big song, Could I Leave You? She really laces into it and sings it with a ferocity that pins you to the back of your seat.
Was she cast in this because of her comedic skills?
That's a good question, because she is known for comedy. A couple of seasons ago, she had two Tony nominations, one for The Royal Family and one for Lend Me a Tenor, which is very unusual.
What about the male roles? How are they done in this production?
Well, for me, that was really the revelation of the production, because I can't even remember who played the roles in some of the versions I've seen. But Danny Burstein, who plays Buddy, who's married to Sally, is really terrific. He has a great vital presence, and his number in the Follies sequence is really one of the standouts of the show, which, you know, it very often isn't. And as Benjamin, Ron Raines, an actor I wasn't very familiar with, is also very, very moving, actually. He really brings a lot of, sensitivity to his singing of the song The Road You Didn't Take, which is all about life's mischances and is, in many ways, epitomizes what Follies is about.
Follies is also about the end of an era and a return to the past, visiting the Weissman girls. They're coming out for one last star turn. How are those performances, and what are the highlights in this production?
Well, those, of course, are always great to see, and those are some of the best songs in the show. Jane Houdyshell, who is quite a surprise in this role, she plays Hattie, who sings Broadway Baby, and she does it in a very earthy, funny, robust way. She really sort of stops the show. But then this is a show that everyone seems to be trying to stop, it sometimes seems. Elaine Page plays Carlotta, who sings I'm Still Here, another one of the most famous songs from the show. And she sort of, I thought, sold it a little too hard, but she certainly has the vocal chops for it. And, she did get a rousing wave of applause when she did it. So they're all done pretty well. It's a pretty gratifying production. And this is a show that is not very often seen because it's quite lavish to produce, and to see a full version like this is obviously a must for Sondheim files.
Every Wednesday at this time, we go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. Follies kicks off the season. We'll see what next week brings. Charles, thanks.
Thanks, Jeff.